Welcome to the Retail Queen podcast. My name is Erica Rhodes. I am a product-based business educator, boutique owner, and online retail queen with a passion for helping small businesses make more money and impact while doing what they love. I left corporate at the age of 23 after taking my little side hustle craft business and growing it into a full-fledged women's clothing boutique. I'm so thrilled you found this podcast, and I'm so thankful you are here. Now let's do this thing. Hello and welcome back to the Retail Queen podcast. I am so excited about today's episode because we are talking about email marketing, and email marketing is one of my favorite channels of marketing and getting my stuff out there to my customers in my boutique. So hello, if you're new here, my name is Erica Rhodes, aka the Retail Queen. I own a successful online and storefront women's clothing and accessories boutique, and I also give super amazing education to other product-based businesses, boutiques, handmade, whatever you do, I'm here to give you all the good stuff, everything you need to be successful in your product-based business. So hello and welcome. So the question is, do you need email marketing in your business? Do you need to be implementing email marketing? First of all, here is my answer to anything, any question that says or asks, do I need to be doing this or do I need to be doing that? And my answer for you in that type of question is you don't have to be doing a certain thing to be successful. But I will tell you that email marketing has helped tons and tons of product-based, service-based, whatever it is, businesses to increase their sales, build customer relationships, and to spread awareness of their businesses. And I'm gonna give you some reasons why email marketing helps so many businesses, okay? So first of all, email marketing allows us to directly market to our customers. Now, don't get me wrong, I love social media, but not all of our people are seeing our posts. Not every single person that follows us or follows our pages sees our posts, which stinks. And then whenever we're posting on social media, we don't really have a say in who actually sees the post. So we can't really say that we're directly marketing to our best customers when we post on social media. Now, don't get me wrong, again, we do a lot of sales through social media, but email marketing allows us to directly market to our best customers. And I'm not sure if you've heard this before, but it is so much cheaper to market to somebody who is already your customer versus bringing in new customers. Someone's more likely to purchase with you if they purchased with you before versus a brand new customer. It's just easier because they already trust you. They already trust your products. So using email marketing allows us to directly market to our best customers. Number two, you own your email list. So if you're using email marketing, you own that. We don't own our social media accounts as much as we like to think we do. Something could happen to them overnight, which is really scary because we spend all of this time building up our followers and building up our social media accounts. But in reality, something could happen to them overnight. I've seen it happen to really big accounts, and it is really scary. So imagine this for a second, and I do not mean to give you anxiety about this, but imagine if you only relied on social media to get in contact and to market with your customers, and it disappeared overnight, and you had no other way of getting in contact with your customers to let them know your account got deleted or your account got hacked. And now you have to build up that entire account again. Now, if that did happen and you had an email list, you could email your customers the new account and explain to them what happened. You would still have access to your customers and you would still be able to get in contact with them and let them know what's going on in the business. Something like this actually happened to my mother, And she is involved with several multi-level marketing companies. She sells different products, but her main one that she sells is Norwex. And so she has a group, and then she hosts several parties on Facebook. And there was this time that she kept getting into Facebook jail, and Facebook would not let her post whatsoever about anything because of, I have no idea of what reason. She thinks it had to do with some sort of scheduling app she was using, but it was triggering Facebook to put her in Facebook jail, and she wasn't able to post in her parties and into her group. So I'm like, Mom, you need a secondary channel of marketing to get in contact with your customers. And if you have an email list, you will always have contact with your customers. So don't put your eggs in one basket, you guys. You need several marketing channels, because we never know when one's gonna go out or one's gonna crash or, you know, anything could happen. So it's just always smart to have multiple marketing channels. And then if you have an email list, you own your email list. So like, nobody can shut that down. Number three, increased sales. Obviously, when somebody joins your email list, they're usually already interested in your business and what you have to offer. Maybe they're already a customer, like a really good customer. With that being said, your email marketing subscribers are more likely to become customers and continue purchasing with you. And it makes it easier to focus your marketing efforts on people that already love your business. The conversion is going to be better versus you marketing to people that you have no idea if they love your products or not. It's kind of like going to a concert, right? So say there's a country music concert and there's people that sign up and buy a ticket for the concert. So we know those people, they love country music, or whoever's singing at the concert, like those people are going to have a great experience at the concert. But if there's like a bunch of people seeing this concert that don't really love country music, there's going to be less of a positive experience or a fun experience. So we've been using email marketing in my store for a very long time now, and we've seen a lot of success from it, because not only do we send out product emails of new arrivals or sale items, and people purchase through that, they purchase through the email, it directs them to the website directly to the product that they want to buy. So we're making sales off the emails. Not only that, but there's so many different automations you can set up with email marketing. So it basically works for you while you're sleeping, while you're eating, while you're doing whatever you want to do. It works for you, and it brings in those sales for you automatically. All you have to do is set up the automations, and it works for you. It's so cool. So a couple of different automations that I have set up is definitely cart abandonment emails, which it's hooked up to my website. So it recognizes when people put in their information and they have something in their cart and then they click out of it for whatever reason. Maybe they're busy. Maybe they're at work shopping. I don't know. But it reminds them to go and check out, so we don't lose that sale, so we don't lose that abandoned cart. It reminds them, hey, like, this item is very limited, first of all. We sell out of stuff so quick. So, hello, go and check out, girlfriend. Another one I have set up that I really love is new customer, like a welcome email. So with a welcome email, you can have this automatically set up after they make their first purchase, and kind of give them a little background and insight on the business, thank them personally for the purchase that they've made, and kind of start building that customer relationship there. Another one of my favorite automations is the winning back lapsed customers automation. And what this does is it tracks which of our customers haven't purchased in a while, and it sends them an email. Basically, I have this set up where it says, hey, we miss you. Like, here's a discount code to come and use at our store or online. Come and see us. We miss you, basically. And that one has been really successful as well. So it automatically tracks that. I don't have to like sit here and go through all of this data. I have other things to worry about. So thank gosh for all of these different automations that you can set up with email marketing. I go over all of this stuff way more in depth in the email marketing masterclass, which is now available for self-study, which basically means you can sign up for it and you can look at the content at any time you want and as many times as you want as well. So I'm super excited about this because I know a lot of small product-based businesses are just dipping in their toes or haven't even started yet with email marketing. And let me tell you guys, this stuff doesn't have to be time consuming. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be so simple. And actually, I recommend it to be super simple for your customers' sake. So in the email marketing masterclass, you get access to the class, which is a 90-minute class. It's not drug out. It's just everything jam-packed in there. Everything you need to know without wasting any time, because I don't like to waste time. Within the class, you'll learn how to set up and start your email list, how to collect customer emails and segment your list. If you don't know what segmenting is, I teach that in the class as well. How to send and schedule emails, how to make sales through your emails and increase open rates, and how to set up email automations that work for you and make money for you while you sleep. So, super excited about this. If you want to get in, simply go to retailqueen.org, click on courses, and then click on email marketing masterclass. And I will go ahead and put the link in the show notes as well to make it easier for you if you don't feel like typing all of that in. That is all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Retail Queen podcast. If you have questions, send me an Instagram message. I am at theretailqueen_, and I will talk to you in the next episode.